Welcome. I'm not going to do all that.
For me, I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends.
We apologize for that small blip in the intro. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another night amongst friends. Gosh, I really wish y'all could be here when we're discussing things prior to getting on to discuss with you guys. So hopefully we'll be able to get everybody on track and y'all will be able to participate in the conversation. However, tonight, let's talk about how you can get in contact with us. Of course, we have in the house Breezy.
What's cracking, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Don't Breezy sound sexy, ladies? But then we also got Just D in the building.
What's going on?
Man, listen, I feel privileged. Brothers is high.
I appreciate that, baby. Appreciate you.
And you know D-Rob is always in the building keeping clever for the ladies. And you know that. Y'all, listen, let me tell y'all something. So since August, I've been trying to live right, do this healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
We are 28 pounds down.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, baby.
28 pounds.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm getting real flexible and shit.
Hold up.
So I'm just going to say that I used to be real flexible, could put the feet behind the head and stuff. I'm almost back.
Uh-oh. We about to see you in a trapeze.
Right. Y'all watch out, fellas. Because guess what? I am back on the market.
Well, you know, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's that dude's loss.
Oh, that was sweet.
That was.
Whoever the fool is.
That's really nice. Really nice. You know, I was going to get derailed. I'm not going to get derailed. I'm not going to take over the show tonight talking about dudes and stuff, you know. But let me tell family. So listen, this is how you can get in contact with us. You can call us at 760-683-2662. Call in, press number 1. It'll put your light to blinking because that means that you want to talk to us. And then after you talk to us, you can press that button again and it'll take you out of the queue. But we want you to call in. We want you to be a part of the conversation. You are amongst friends. You can be free to be you, all of you. Even when Deidre is going to say shit like you crazy as hell and stop thinking that shit. But you can still be you.
But it's out of love.
It's absolutely out of love. Because I can say you crazy as a bed bug. You know what I'm saying?
But she still fucks with you, though.
Yeah.
But I do. I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't fuck with you. I would just look at you and be like, I'm shaking my head at this motherfucker.
Because
there are
up.
No words.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I do.
Right.
People, I just don't. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Smile or not.
I saw one of those little memes that said, please.
Is that what it's called? Meme?
I thought it was
meme. Well, meme. Okay, you know right, what? Right, you know. Is that y'all trying to check me?
I'm calling it a meme.
Whether y'all like it or not.
America, I don't know if you know, the term for it is meme.
Well, it's going to be meme. But I saw it. And
that's just going to start calling it meme.
Right. We're going to call it a shower rod. So I saw a shower rod earlier today. And it said, unsubscribe me to your madness or gosh darn.
Bullshit?
No, it wasn't that. It was beautiful. And I liked it a lot. I will find it, but let me go ahead. I'm getting all kinds of sidetracked.
I tell you why you're looking for America. You can also get us on Twitter.
I was just gonna say that. I was getting back on track.
Okay.
You can get us at Twitter at amongst_friends. That's AMONGST_FRIENDS. Yes, I did pass school, so I can spell. Right. Absolutely. Also, you can join us in the conversation by logging into our Facebook group at Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Go ahead and your little search engine up on top, type in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. You can join us in the conversation, be a part, talk shit with us, do what you can.
All day.
All day, every day. So I'm going to stop jumping off topic. I am going to hand over the mic and give it to Just D because he will be hosting us tonight and he will be carrying out the rest of the show. And I'm going to try not to jump in.
Well, my co-hosts and also the people that call in, you are more than welcome to jump in at any given time. But what I would like to say is that tonight's topic, just try a different spin on it. We were going to talk about live through it. And it's funny because I listened to my little...
What do you mean when you say live through
it? I'm about to get an intro.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to do when I'm driving, I cut off my XM because I'm not paying for that anymore. But the gospel station. Mm-hmm. There's always something inspirational on there. So yesterday, I don't know if you all are familiar, with the gospel stations that you all listen to. But the topic came up about faith and how, at the end of the day, you just get through whatever obstacle you're going through and how you were able to live through it. So I just wanted to start that up with a discussion with my compadres that are sitting right here. And I just want to go from there. Well, first question, let me just ask you, Breezy, what do you believe faith is?
Faith is knowing everything is going to be all right, but you don't know how. You know that whatever high power you believe in, which for me is Jesus Christ, will have a hand in it. You don't know how, but you know that it will.
Okay, so you said you don't know how, so can you expand on that? You know,
I am.
Because of my belief in my higher power, which is Jesus Christ, I know that things will work out for the better. It's not really important for me to know how because, you know, some things are better left unexplained, but because of my belief in Him, I know wholeheartedly that things will work out in my behavior, I mean, in my faith.
And your faith. So, D-Rob, what you think faith is?
well, it is a strong belief in God. It's also complete trust or confidence in someone or something.
So, like you said, believe in God. So you do believe
in a
higher power that
I believe in Jesus Christ and God and all of those things.
I just want
y'all to know.
Yeah, I'm Jesus all day long. I'm Team Jesus.
Team Jesus. He was on the cross and then he came down so that I could have everlasting life.
I understand.
I'm just saying.
Jesus is my homie.
Right. Jesus is my homie. He died for me.
So, I mean, for the people that are out there, because we have listeners.
We have listeners who don't believe in higher powers.
They believe in higher powers.
Who believe that whole Christianity as a whole is a farce.
Right. So.
Storybook.
So, speaking told to us the broad.
By the masters.
All right.
So that we could be controlled.
Hello. Hello.
That's what they believe.
That's what they believe. That's what they believe. I believe in Jesus too. I would never denounce him. So let me put that out here on Amongst Friends. I don't denounce my Jesus. But I want to know.
Thank you.
But for the people out here,
go ahead,
that actually do not know God as we know God, if we could just put into, I guess, a vague statement of faith. What is faith to you?
Well, you know, one thing, too, you know, while ideally, you know, we would like for everybody to believe in Jesus Christ as their higher power. Mm-hmm. Whoever their higher power is, they still have faith, regardless of who or what.
So what is the faith?
It's a belief in that things will work out.
It's a belief in that thing.
It's a belief in that thing or that person wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
And also it's a belief
no
in that thing or person that things will work out in your faith. You may not know how.
Well, I don't know that, you know, it has to be that it would work out. It's just having complete
you'll
trust.
Get through it.
Yeah.
Well, not even that you'll get through it, but complete trust. Like, I trust.
Complete trust in what?
I trust that when I do X, Y, Z, it's going to get done.
So you'll get through it.
Okay.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
That's your faith. That
well,
whatever
you know,
storm
like
you're going through, it's not going to last all
well,
way.
Well, my faith is, you know, that somebody could actually say, I have complete faith in my grandmother or my mother. Because at the end of the day, if don't nobody else love me, mm-hmm. I know my grandmother and my mother loves me.
And
so
how was that brought to you based on what you've experienced and the love that they showed you growing up, right?
Right.
That is faith, though.
Yeah, that is faith. So you know at the end of the day, if something was to happen, if the walls was to cave in, they're your go-to person that would be there to get you out of anything.
They'll be
not
there
out of
back.
Everything.
Oh,
I mean,
now,
you know, within circumstance.
Right. Not out of everything.
Yeah, but they'll be there to support you.
I know Jesus will get me out of it.
I know that's right. Well, let me ask you
well,
about
not,
Jesus.
Well, God.
Well, not even about Jesus, God, but I'm just going to ask you, being as though we're talking about faith and we're talking about living through it.
Living through
D-Rob or Breezy, either one of y'all can answer this right now. What's a major issue where your faith was tested? Being as though you have faith, where was your faith tested?
Well, you know, I spoke about this a couple weeks ago, but it's a time where I was in county jail for being young and dead, and at a possibility of looking at 15 years.
Okay.
I've gone out in 2015. You know.
I'd be mm-hmm. just meeting you, or maybe not.
I would have known him.
So that's definitely a test of anybody's faith, not knowing. Because, I mean, I did a couple, you know, one-nighters, you know, traffic violations, but nothing
right.
serious before like that.
So with your faith, all right, I don't know how comfortable you are putting everything out there, but what facet of it was your faith, I guess, tested and fulfilled? Because you're telling us a circumstance. You're not telling us where you put the faith into.
Well,
it,
how my faith was tested. I have never been I've never been caught or been in serious trouble before. Like I said, a couple hours, you know, traffic violations, you know, things like that, you know, tickets, whatever. You know, but nothing to the point where, you know, I'm looking at football numbers. So that definitely was, you know, a test.
So your faith was tested because you broke the law. And you was mad, or you was trying to figure out.
No, going from not really, you know, being in serious trouble.
Yeah.
To you know spending, you know, a good chunk of my adulthood.
Because I broke the law too when I was a teen. I had to go see a magistrate, and I sat in front of that magistrate, and all I knew is that I don't think my face was tested. I think I was just not trying to go home to see my parents. To have my ass.
Right.
I tell you how, you know, in the long run, I'm a calm, cool, laid back person, and nothing really gets to me. I can't tell you what age where I kind of just, you know, I accept things. Like I said, I accept things, and you know, I don't really trip too much on things, and I've been called, you know, You know, some of the women in my life were calling me, you know, heartless because, you know, you can say me in the house so far. Oh, okay, what about it now? And so, you know, I accept things for what they are. But I knew now I was going to be getting out. Didn't know when or how. You know, something inside of me just wouldn't let me get, you know, depressed and bang my head against the wall and, you know, and think my life is over with. Now, I know the beginning now, and I definitely had two praying parents, you know, that was doing all that they could, you know, for their son. So I know, I knew, and plus my faith in Jesus Christ. Again, I didn't know when. I mean, I could have been 2015, and they could have been the Lord's plan.
Yeah.
But I knew now I was going to be in.
What about you, Didi Rock?
Well, I'm going to say that my faith is being tested now.
Okay.
And it has been since last year in January. I was feeling a little lightheaded or whatever have you. And link?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll get y'all the link here shortly. But in January, I was at work. I wasn't feeling well. And I was just feeling really lightheaded, just, you know, kind of wobbling or whatever. And I've had history of anemia and what have you, but, you know, I was thinking everything was fine, nothing real big. And I went to the emergency room because, I was just not stable. And I was driving, and I drove myself to the hospital, and my blood pressure was high or whatever, and they admitted me immediately. And I had to have a blood transfusion.
Okay.
After which, I was told, now see, I'd become okay with not having kids. You know, no big deal. All I want is a life partner, and we'll be great. I'm not too concerned about, you know, having a baby or anything like that. So I went to the follow-up doctor, and she said, well, listen, either you have a baby and you do what you need to do, or you get a hysterectomy. And I was like, wait, hold up.
That's extreme. One level to the next.
Wait, hold, you know. And
no
so
gray area.
In that moment, I thought I was okay with not having kids. You know, I've always had the desire of having,
but
you know, two boys and a girl. And I was just like, well, you know, if I don't, I don't. You know, I'm good. But then when someone says, either you do this right now or take out the very thing that could eliminate from having kids altogether,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, now I need to have kids.
Yeah.
But when you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, that becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get the... If I'm not in a relationship, I don't have a boyfriend, how am I going to have a baby? And so then you start thinking of alternative methods. And I said, I'm going to go to a sperm bank.
Yeah.
And when I told my mom, she was like, really?
You just walk up in there. Yeah. I want a 6 foot
right.
two.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But my mom was like, that's desperate.
Green eyes.
Desperate. And you know, other friends was like, that's not fair to the child. That you would bring it up in a one-parent household.
Well, all right, two different questions off what you said. It's not fair to the child, you know, they were brought up in a one-parent household. I know a lot of people in my family and a lot of my friends who were brought up in one-parent households, and they're doing fantastic. And do you believe, with your personal self as D-Rob, that you would have given the child a level of life with the love you have inside of you?
Well, I don't personally believe that I would be losing to the child. But if you were to ask me, okay, Deidre, you were raised in a parent household. How did you turn out? Well, I turned out great. However, I have, and so a lot of my issues were, why did he leave? What's my fault? And now, does this, you know, I go to the sperm bank, I have a baby, and then the baby is asking, well, who am I? Because my friends at school have dads and moms. And
in
so
2015?
Now, well,
you know,
yeah,
2020,
but it's a valid question. And so is that fair to the child?
Yeah,
is it also fair to the child that at 30 years old, you know, I'm 10, the child is 10. If I were pregnant right now, I'd be 48.
I'm
and at 20,
here, so.
You know what I'm saying? But, well, for men, it's different, though. Because you can have your sperm, right? I mean, not all of y'all soldiers swim.
No, because what's it called? Serena and Venus' father just had another baby.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, men do have challenges too, but women are born with eggs that they're going to have. That's it.
Uh-huh.
We replenish them. They get old with us. So they're technically 39 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, and then when you hit 30, you have all of these high risk. And so my faith is tested because do I believe God gives me the desires of my heart? What exactly is the desires of my heart is he going to give? Is he going to give me my needs or my wants? You know what I'm saying? We can get really deep into all of that.
Well, let me ask you this, because my whole thing is you're going to have kids when it's your time to have kids.
Or what if I'm not supposed to have kids?
You're supposed to have kids.
Who said?
Well, basically, everybody was born to reproduce. Now, there are people out here, and you can Google that. You can Google that in the Bible if you want to do that. But the purpose of everybody being born was to reproduce. Now, there are certain extenuating circumstances that happens in certain people's lives that, you know, come into factor as to why they can't have kids. But our divine purpose for being on this earth is to reproduce.
Okay.
So you can have kids. You just it's just problem may take. But you know you shouldn't even be worried about it. Because women are now having kids until they late 40s.
I'm not them.
No, I'm serious.
But I'm not them.
Holly Berry, she just had a baby.
Guess what? Okay.
And she's
46. But check this. But she don't have all the money in the world, but check this. So my bank account, how my bank account is set up.
That ain't got
nothing
to do with your age.
Because I have looked into the fertility. I actually have an appointment. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Some insurances don't even cover.
You don't have to worry about the fertility because you're not clocking out tomorrow. My whole thing is stop trying to rush it. It can happen next year.
If I ain't got no dick, how am I gonna get pregnant?
But it can happen next year. You don't know that.
How if I ain't got no dick?
You don't know that. It was a difference a year made.
No,
I'm saying, but like to meet somebody going out here to a happy hour tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you're not in a situation where this thing is put up against the wall right now. Where it's a
you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
Deidre, I think you would have no shortage of available.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's put this out here. You are absolutely right. If I were to pick up the phone right now, I could call and get some dick. What I would like is sperm.
You can get sperm from some dick.
No. Actually, I've asked a couple of friends if they would let me use their sperm, because then that would cut out the cost and, you know, everything would be great, because getting sperm from a sperm bank is not actually
cheap. But I can see if you did at a point in your life where you were about to hit menopause.
Well, how do I know if I'm not getting ready to hit menopause? Well,
what's your family history? What your age is your mom or your grandmom or your aunts or your, you know what I'm saying, cousins?
Well, see, but then they had kids early on.
But see, what age did they hit menopause?
Now, you know black folks don't talk about their medical
history. Well, see, that's why you got to ask those questions.
And just because I ask don't mean I get an answer.
Oh, the hell no, then. We're going to have a sit down. Everybody, we're going to have a Come to Jesus meeting. We're going to sit around here.
Where they do that at?
Do s'mores,
do
whatever
that
we need to do.
Where they do that at? Where they do that at?
I don't know.
Exactly. We got to
get to the bottom line of it.
We do have to get to the bottom line. But that's how my faith has been tested. My faith is, do I trust? Do I relax and go ahead and live my life and, oops, I'm pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Or,
well, I think you would probably get pregnant faster if you relax.
Okay.
Versus.
I'm a control freak.
Oh, see, now,
but I was being honest. I love being honest about it.
She ain't got no kids, but it's just a whole nother issue for a whole nother show. She want to tell you how to hit it. In which direction
hey,
to hit it,
wait,
bro?
Hold on. What's wrong with being told how to hit it?
Yeah,
hey, because we both trying to get pleased in this situation.
Okay. But
I can't tell you how to. I can't tell you
all the time. Let me enjoy myself.
Oh, trust.
Which way to listen?
Trust.
Oh, no, there's certain positions I like when I'm trying to get to my climax.
Trust.
There's certain positions.
We're going to get you to that climax.
Oh, no. All right. Now with you in control, you got to let me be in control at that point.
Listen. I take nothing away.
So America, you can all chime in.
Let
us know how your state has been tested or what state means to you. You can reach us at 760-683-2662. Get us at Twitter. Tweet us, please. Amongst_friends. And, of course, you know that the Facebook page /amongst_friends is always popping. So come on out. Let us know. Matter of fact, won't somebody call up and ask Jess D, has he ever been tested?
I can give you an example where I have been tested by my faith. Actually, I ain't even going to put the agency out there, USDA. But I had worked at a previous agency for 8 years. And what happened, I got a boss who got put into a situation where we were colleagues at one point in time, but she got over there and she started feeling her power. And when I tell you, me and her heads so damn bad over the year and a half that I was working with her, I've never had any type of write-ups, any type of disciplinary actions or anything, but until I started working for her. And everybody on Facebook that follows me, everybody knows I'm talking about Battle Axe, because that was the nickname that I gave her. When I tell you, dog, it was so much that she used to just start every day just off of GP. My faith was tested because it was just like, when the hell am I going to get out of here? What the hell did I do to deserve this? You know what I'm saying? All types of stuff. I'm going to tell you, it just took faith for me to sit up there and keep applying for jobs. 2 weeks before the job I had accepted that I'm at now, my supervisor, the dumb one, Battle Axe, wrote me up what they call a letter of reprimand on something that was so dumb and redundant. It was something so minute. But she went through this whole process of writing out this 4-page letter that she's giving me on this letter of reprimand, right? Whole time is, I'm stepping out on faith. I'm still going to do this because I know that you can't make or break me. The day that I was called, I'm sorry, the day that I was supposed to go and give my, basically, it was the final hour of me to sit up there and basically when you rebuttal something, but they call it something different in the government. When I was trying to rebuttal it, as I was walking HR to hand in my rebuttal, my cell phone rings. I answer the phone. HR from the new job, I speak to Just D. It's me. We're trying to let you know that you've been selected for the new position. Are you willing to accept? Here's your salary, blah, blah, blah. Do you meet the agreement? Absolutely. I still went to HR so I could hand them the paperwork. But as I was going to HR, I stopped back and asked two of my friends that you know. And Ron, Nicole, y'all need to call. I stopped fans at cubicle to let them know what the hell was going on. They told me, okay, we have to call your boss to get a release date. Before we call your boss, can you walk back to at least let her know that we're about to call? I tell her, don't you say another word. I'll be right back. I walked around there. I let her know. When I walked in the office, I knocked at her door. It's just her reference. You may enter. I said, I'm just trying to let you know I accept a new position. And before I can even finish, she said, oh, you need a reference? No. Babe, I told you I need nothing from you. All I need is a release date. When I tell you she went around that whole agency trying to figure out what agency I was going to, how the hell I got a new job without her, anything that she could do to try to ruin my reputation at that point in time, she did. But she had no power because I told her it was basically based off faith. Ain't nobody do it but God. I didn't even have to get a supervisory performance appraisal or to sit up there and get a reference from her to get my new job. The boss that hired me, I asked her, I said, can I use the previous supervisor? She said, yeah. And the performance appraisal that she gave me was no, based on the fact that she ain't like me. They ain't even ask for a performance appraisal. So my whole thing is, when I tell you prayer and faith changes things, prayer and faith changes
you
things.
You had a favor, man.
Yeah. Oh, and that's it. That's it. Ain't nothing but God on that one. Yeah. Yeah, so, D-Rob, do we have any callers?
We don't have any callers.
Well, we just got the link out so that they just know again.
But check this out. So you can call us at 760-683-2662. Be a part of the conversation. Let us know whether your faith has been tested.
Well, let me ask you this. We're talking about faith to both of you all. What do you differentiate between religion and faith?
You can have faith without being part of religion. You got faith in anything. Like I said, faith is not resigned just to a higher power. It could be faith in another person. It could be faith in something. You know, so you can have faith and not be religious.
I agree.
I totally agree.
So let's talk about the religious folks, though, because the religious folks can't differentiate the two, because I went to a Southern Baptist church, and when I tell you that if you weren't religious, they swore you had no faith, and they was the first ones to send you to a hell that they didn't create. So has anybody else experienced that?
Well, I don't know that they said any, no. I've gone to some pretty progressive churches, and those who were not where I was spiritually, I couldn't go there. So,
you know, I think those that said that, they're on a particular, you know, quote unquote spiritual lane, you know, plateau, you know, as they, there's something wrong with you.
Somebody don't want to be on that plateau.
No one wants to be. You're not on that. You don't have this, you don't have faith. Well, I don't want to have faith in whatever plateau you on anyway.
Well, I just look at it because with me growing up, I went to a Southern church and they were very religious, where it was just like everything had to be black or white. There was no gray area. And I don't understand how somebody can be a super Christian, but they were. And in order for you to be in their flock of that church, you had to be like-minded, super Christian-wise. And so me and one of my best friends, we were like the black sheep of that church growing up because we were the ones that acted like normal teenagers. What teenager is not sex and stuff at 13 years old, but the whole subject was taboo?
Well, but there are some 13 years old. There are some 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are not questioning sex.
But there are some that are questioning as well. My whole thing is, at the end of the day, don't shun those who are assholes. If you are in a position of leadership, you teach. Don't shun. Because when you shun, that's when it's going to push me out there to go experiment and do things for myself. Now, if you know knowledge, as me being a teen and trying to hit puberty, when I know at night when I go to sleep and I wake up in the morning, my sheets are wet, that things done happen because I done had some dreams that night, you need to talk to me about this because those dreams going to come a reality.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What happens when they don't have answers for you themselves?
They don't have to sit up there and have the direct answer, but they can also not look at me like I had four faces when I asked the question.
Well, but here's the thing. So, of course I'm going to look at you funny or...
You want to change?
No, this is what I'm saying. What if I did not experience what you've experienced? So when you come to me...
You've never lusted?
Listen, there are some people
who've never lusted.
Who've never lusted.
Oh, I don't believe that. Oh. I don't believe
and,
that.
And see what you're doing. You're shunning me because
no,
you
I'm
don't.
Not
but,
shunning
no,
you.
No, no, no.
I disagree.
No,
listen
to what I'm saying.
I disagree.
So
yeah.
Then what I'm saying, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, you know what I'm saying? You're saying, why wouldn't you? But there are, and you know this to be fact, there are some people who are so consumed in religion that this is what I believe. And so if I'm having some kind of feeling, you know what they're doing? Jesus, Lord, please. Help me.
But
Jesus,
the feeling is
no,
there.
See, but I don't know what that feeling is because
no.
I've been told that it's wrong. So I'm not, no, so I'm not coming to you and saying, well, this is what I felt too.
But you,
no,
the
no,
feeling
uh-uh,
is there.
Uh-uh.
That's why they're
so,
praying
listen,
on their knees
listen,
because
so,
they
I'm
know
praying,
that feeling
I'm
is
not
wrong.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not sharing it with anybody. So when you come to me saying, hey, this is what I'm doing, you know what? Pray.
They're not
and you ain't
want to
pray.
That's what they're
praying.
Because they feel guilty about that feeling.
It ain't that I'm guilty. Just pray. Because I was told that the Bible said.
In what verse?
The Bible said.
The religious folks.
Listen, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if this is what I have been doing since I was a child, because my mama told, my grandmother told, my great-grandmother told, my great-great-grandmother, and we've all been told the same thing. When you come being progressive in your mind and saying, I want answers. Because, and I'll be honest with you, because even at, it wasn't until I was 19, I was having a discussion with an atheist, a Catholic, and a Christian, and I'm saying I'm Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all in a room, and we're talking about God and all this kind of stuff, and they asking questions, and why did God do this, and why did God do that, and I can't believe this, and I was like, listen, I'm going to need y'all to stop talking like this because y'all ain't for question God. What the hell is going on? I need y'all to calm down because God going to open up this ceiling and he going to strike us down. So y'all better stop questioning God.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, what is wrong with you? You're crazy. Why can't you question God? So I was like, you know what? I can't take this. Y'all are some sinners. Y'all is just not right. And
you
I got on the fence. Right. I'm calling them every. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
And I called up my grandmother. I said, Grandma, they is in here talking, they questioning God and da-da-da-da-da. And she said, well, baby, the Bible doesn't say you can't question God. I said, what?
Amen, Grandma. Grandma.
Grammy.
Wait. No.
What's
hold
grandma?
Up. But that was what was said.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was taught to me.
Mm-hmm.
Church going. Times when I was in my hometown that you wasn't supposed to question God, but now that I'm calling you and you're saying, well, baby, that's not what the Bible says. Changed my life forever. But for 19, since from whatever feelings that I may have had or not have had, I didn't go to anybody and say, what are these feelings that I'm having? Or, you know, is it okay if I feel this way? You know, what does it mean when I touch my, you know, all these kinds of things. I wasn't going to anybody because we had been taught that it was wrong. It wasn't until I was that I was like,
can I make
F it all?
Can I just add to your point?
You say it,
I did
back.
Say F it all. I didn't backslide or anything like that. It was, that was at 19 was when I truly said, I need to find God for myself.
And let me just, before you go to...
I wasn't going to go
way,
nowhere.
Okay, well, let me just say this. Based on the point that you made about how the religious, and it gets to don't question God, actually, one of my first programs at my job that I have now, it was 3 years ago, and ironically, it was the Black History Month program. Well, history guy who came up there, he was the history professor from Howard University. So he brought into the whole aspect of religion and slavery. And this is how the two connect when it gets down into those roots of like that Southern Baptist, you know what I'm saying, X, Y, and Z. You know how Black people not question authority, and we can raise damn sure not to question God. But the whole thing about it was, it's based on those slavery times when the white man had control of the United States. You didn't question a white man. When a white man told you to do something, you did it. And you sit up there and you look at the discipline that a lot of black families from roots on down, we will whoop the hell out of our children. It's because we didn't want the white man to kill our children. Because, you know, if you disrespected a white man back then, they were going to hang your ass. Or they're going to whip you to basically you bled to death. So the parents were the ones that sit up there and said, no, don't you beat them. I'll beat them. I'll be the one that sit up there and put them lashes on them, and I'm going to do it out of love. But with all it came into compass where it's just like it got overblown, where it's just like now you just don't question any authority. So, like, just think of it. You put all in parable and paraphrase or whatever. It's like when it comes to authority, your mama beat the hell out of you if you question authority, because that's what her mama did to her if she questioned authority. It just keeps going up on up the chain or whatever. And then it's like the question of God. Like, God is the ultimate authority. So with us back then, it was like you never questioned God. And if you had a question for God, now, first of all, God is a person, well, not a person, but God is a spirituality that he wants people to seek and find answers. He doesn't want you to be a robot and be programmed and say, okay, I've been told to do this and I've been told to do that. But it's
that
a lot of people.
That means questioning sometimes.
Yeah, and it has. Because how can you have faith in something that you just have been programmed to believe in? If I told you, Breezy, that you're going to win $1 million tomorrow, you don't know that from Adam. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never met me from nothing. But if I start showing you, you know what I'm saying, different things or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that can sit up there and make you feel that or understand that, yeah, tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to have this in my bank account. You know, it's all, I think, with getting back to what I was saying about what D-Rob said about questioning God and all that stuff. It just gets back into the thing that I think that the Lord loves, because those are the ones who actually want to understand and learn for themselves versus being told and programmed.
Well, he loves us all.
He loves us all.
Let's say that. He loves us equally. Right.
Yes.
And we do have free will. He does appreciate he appreciates our conversation. He appreciates the questions because he is also a forgiver when we do wrong. But he wants us to ask questions and
to seek answers
so that we can establish a relationship.
To seek him further,
right?
That's wrong. Now, just to be questioning, that's a different thing. Going back to, you know, just the. When talking about when you said that not everybody lusts, I do believe that not everybody does, because, you know, from an early age they've been taught, oh, this is wrong, okay, you're gonna go to hell, do that, basically fire and brimstone.
Correct.
So anything that's, you know, outside of this particular spiritual box is gonna send you directly to hell. So when the feelings or the thoughts creep into their minds, they know that means praying.
The thoughts are not creeping in because you're so heavy, you know, they keep your activities on lock. You know what I'm saying? You know, how many of us know, you know, who were raised in traditional Baptist churches where on Sundays we were in church all day, every day. We was in vacation Bible school. We was in BTU.
Hey, man,
we was in all of
right.
these things to keep ourselves occupied to keep us from thinking worldly thoughts.
Well, my family, we were on the usher board together.
Right. So you on the usher board?
Yeah,
going to,
yeah. So it means, you know, every Sunday that, you know, morning service, afternoon service, and don't let it be, you know, Deacon's Day or you know, First Lady's Day.
Family Day.
Family
right.
day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think that we. It varies. I mean, yeah. Derek could just be a little hot ass. That's all it was. You know? But, I mean.
Not at all.
No, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, you know, there were many activities to keep the child occupied.
I digress. I disagree. Not digress. I disagree
well,
with
you know
that.
What? I actually,
that may not have been your life, but
yeah.
I am telling you that in my life, we always had something to do where we were not thinking about sex.
Are you serious?
Well,
as a teenager, you weren't thinking about sex?
What you're saying was she was occupied with other things that prevented that.
What the hell can you be occupied with that is keeping your mind off sex and puberty?
Listen, I actually enjoyed learning about the Bible, and
I learned about the Bible too. But I'm gonna let you
know. See what I'm saying? You
know. No, but I'm
letting
you know.
I'm not thinking about any of that.
If that ass was crossing me, I'm gonna look at
that
too.
I could agree with you. You know, it's some R&B singers. You know, it's some R&B singers that said they were not allowed to listen to anything but gospel music.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't allowed.
No, but I'm saying, but to your, you know, to your not arguing with your point, that is, you know, for you, you had other things to occupy you.
Right.
For these particular people that have gone to music, well, it was
say. About be 13.
Huh? You was hot in the britches.
No, my mom didn't allow me to listen to secular music until I was like, oh yeah, well, I was hot in the britches, but yeah,
hot in the britches.
But I'm saying like she didn't allow me to secular music because she didn't
ever.
You know what my first album was
Crisscross was secular
So, no, my household.
Yeah.
No,
who was off of the radio?
What I'm saying, like, we. I mean, she will play, you know, blues beginning of the week. She might play a little country music at the end of the week, and, you know, and then a little Mr. Danilo South. You know what I'm saying? So I put that kind of there, you know, yes, we church, you know, yes, we serve in the church.
All three of us. So it's like when we talk about different generations.
It's just different upbringing. That's what
it's
it is.
It's just different upbringing.
Her mother taught her different things than my parents.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I think when it comes to it, all of us have that same family value upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that with springboards off is how
hot in the britches you were,
you know, how different our personalities were based on, you know what I'm saying, the things that we were interested in, because I was interested in trying to figure out about the other sex's anatomy at 13. I was trying.
I had Cinemax.
I had Cinemax too. So, yeah. So you know, late nights you could sit up and look at the boobs on the TV.
They call
it
Cinemax. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I didn't have those.
You didn't have cable.
The TV went off.
Oh no, the TV shut off too. The whole thing is you would see downstairs. And half days when you got, or when the parents were going to work.
See, I had cable in my room, though. So
I had cable in my room. I didn't have the cable box in my room. So my parents just took the cable to the back of the TV. So I got
you were exposed to some.
No, no. I didn't have the cable, the premium cable, which is like HBO.
But you just said you were sneaking down.
I snuck downstairs.
Right, so you was hiding the britches because you were
hell
exposed.
Yeah.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy, Damon.
You
know what?
Right.
You know what? To this day, I'm not sure because of my parents' Southern upbringing or their church upbringing, but no lie, to this day, I have never, not once, had the birds and the bees conversation. Well, you know what? When I was 16, at 6'2", this is what my father told me. I love my father to death, but this is what he told me. He's like, you know what? Breezy, you're 6'2", ladies like a tall man, wear a condom.
I'ma tell you, my dad said to me, I never had an official Burn the Breeze conversation either. Just my dad said to me, he was just like, you know what condoms are? I said, yeah. He said, are you eating healthy? Because, you know, girls like a guy with a little, with a thick one. I was like, oh, okay. That was the conversation. That's how I go.
That was it. My dad said, you know what?
That was it.
You're going to be a target for women because I like tall men. Just wear a condom. That was it. Yeah. No, not about love and getting married and everything. But about if you're going to do it, you're going to be targeted. Just keep it, wrap it up.
Let me ask you something, D-Rob. We doing all types of segues. Aside of you, because we talk about the whole thing of the birds and the bees conversation. Yeah.
Well, since you're asking me,
or is it the most in the ocean?
Hey, I'm gonna say that.
To all our lady callers, all
right,
to all our lady listeners,
do not call in and ask that.
No, you can call in.
They cannot.
For those listening, Twitter.
Listen.
Because everything is going to wrap itself back up at
no,
this
topic. No, it's not.
It
it's
is.
Not.
I had
the
it written
motion,
down.
The motion
I
in the ocean has nothing to do with making it through.
No, live through it. You got to live through that. That small penis. I live in a big
Listen.
I can bring it back. I can make it. I can make it all. I can make it all.
While the fellas are acting an ass right now because they hot in the britches, you can call in and be a part of the conversation by calling 760-683-2662. We really do want to hear what you have to say about what's going on. We do apologize for the breaking up, you know, that we're having. Bear with us as we're trying to be very clear so that you can hear us. Again, you can reach us on Twitter. At amongst underscore friends. You can also hit us on the Facebook group at Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. We really do want you to get in on the conversation.
Hey, we want to know how your idea of religion and how your faith has been.
Well, one of our listeners said that church was a lifestyle for her growing up. Her mother would wake them up early for devotion. We were at Bible class, prayer
Sunday
service,
school,
choir rehearsal, including Sunday service.
Mom, I'd rather go to hell. That's,
now,
go to
I haven't
that much.
Sat
yeah.
in a pew in a minute, so mm-hmm. while okay, Christian really. Christianity is my background, I count myself as more spiritual.
That's
so,
right.
I agree with her.
So, again, here is a perfect example where a child is in Bible class, prayer service, choir rehearsal, Sunday service, BTU, all of these things. And no, this is just my point. I'm going to need you to put your hand down.
No,
and
because
stop
the church is saying
the
amen to me right now. The church is
stop
saying
calling
amen.
On the Father.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that here is a prime example of having so many activities, you know.
Wrong.
For you.
Wrong. That's not what
I
she
want,
said.
No, no.
That's not
I
what
said,
said
here is a perfect example.
I was
I am
in that
using,
church service the same
way. I am
we
using,
was probably sitting beside each other. What's her name? What's her name? What's her name? We were sitting beside
was.
Each other. Because I was in the same church service she was.
She wasn't thinking about you.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
See,
we were sitting each other.
No, you wasn't.
Yes,
she
was.
No, you wasn't. See, that's the problem.
What's her name?
You don't know her.
Okay.
You don't know.
I sat beside her when we passed our time.
What's her name?
I don't know.
See,
won't tell me.
Saying.
You won't
you
tell me.
You don't know
it. You won't
I
tell me.
What I'm trying to point out to you,
yes,
if
I'm
you
listening.
Would just be a little open-minded
ahead,
to hear me. Hear me when I speak.
Okay.
What they say in the church is my heart.
Mm-hmm.
When I say mm-hmm. there are activities that would have kept the mind busy. I'm trying to learn a song, or I'm trying to learn the new Usher rules.
At puberty?
At puberty.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't tell you what your little hide in the britches tail was doing. I'm just telling you what us Christian children was doing back
this
in the day.
Is the
listen. All I want you to do is say that it is a possibility that see what I'm saying. You are so one-sided.
No, because
I just want you to
tell me that a child hitting puberty is not thinking about sex.
Absolutely, they can.
All right.
It is possible. It really is. If you are
It's two against one.
If you are taught,
and I will argue like it's two of me on this side.
if you are taught one thing mm-hmm. and not something, so all you know is this one thing or things, and you don't even know about this over here. So that's all you go through life is knowing X, Y, Z.
Breezy, you are a boy. So the second you felt on a girl's booty, the first you got your first kiss. I don't know how
no,
old
no,
you were.
I didn't say it happened to me, but I'm saying
I'm talking about, for me, I can only speak from a male perspective. I can't speak from a female perspective.
Now, because see, I wasn't occupied like that. So for me, yes, I was 100%. But for those that, you know, were taught, you know.
That was squares. You got to be an L7. If you're going to sit up there and tell me that at 13, 14 years old, you were not tempted or lusting after something. 13, 14 years old. We are boys. All right, let me tell you from a boy's perspective, because
you don't understand. What I am saying is, can mm-hmm. you accept the fact
no.
that it is possible?
Nope.
And that's the problem.
Nope. Not for a boy.
Not for a boy. You know, let me tell you why it's possible. Because there are eunuchs out there who do not any care to be in any kind of relationship.
I'm not talking about the asexual people.
Listen, I said, is it possible? And you said no.
I'm talking about
Let me change
this right now. For the guys who have a regularity,
I don't need all these qualifiers.
What is a major issue where your faith was tested? And she said, I think the biggest test of faith has been education. The more you learn about the history of religion, the more you question it.
I would agree with that. It is sometimes
shout
hard
her out.
Dina Reed Esquire.
Okay.
That because I learn about religion, it is harder for me to sit in my my home church where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to listen to the teachings
mm-hmm.
because I know too much and I feel like they're limited in what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're limited in their teaching.
You know what? I recently, within the last two or three years, decided I'm going to read the Bible from cover to cover. I still haven't finished it.
I'm not doing that.
So I read most of Old Testament. And while I'm reading it, I've come to realize that, hey, the Bible is sexist.
You said it's sexist?
Yeah.
Oh, the Old Testament is sexist as shit. I'm trying to, and I don't want to say the Bible and shit the same thing.
How is shit sexist?
No, the Bible.
How's the Bible? How is shit sexist?
I don't do that. you about to make me go deep into that. Don't do that.
I'm like,
dum, dum, dum.
You know, this is real. It made me question.
It was very archaic in the Old Testament.
It made me question. With me being an avid, you know, hip hop,
mm-hmm.
and with all the hip hop kids about misogynistic, well. It almost was literally priests.
Women were literally slaves to men in the Old Testament. Like, women were supposed to be servants. That's why men could have many wives, and you were supposed to serve your husband, all that other stuff. Old Testament. I don't really know about New Testament. I mean, I can get into the New Testament if you want to go there, but we ain't going to get into the Bible. We're going to get into that tonight.
So I have a sister that was witness.
That's
but I mean, but this is someone that you know.
Don't you answer your daughter?
I called her and told her that, you know, the things I'm finding, and it's like, now I have all these questions, and she ain't come to me as a Jehovah's Witness. You just came in as a believer. You know, so what does it mean to you?
Well, I got a question.
Right. That was a good question.
So towards the Jehovah's Witnesses, who anybody who's listening tonight?
Okay,
so
we're going to ask him that later.
We're going to ask him that now? Because he just brought up Jehovah's Witness.
Right, but...
Because we all put it on faith.
But it was on topic, though.
Okay, we're going to ask that later. We're
you know,
ask
but,
that later.
But going back to...
I thought I was the host.
But going back to Dina's, you know, comments and saying, you know, education and learning more. So I'm reading this, and now my mind is open, so now I'm questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this was...
So it tested something.
But to a certain degree.
I was just going to say, because
now I'm like, well, this is what I believe in.
That's what I...
And you know, the pressure of religion is really, really high, and it comes off really strong and hard. So, like, a lot of people can try to pressure you into things that you really...
Like, you're trying to pressure us into...
No, I'm not trying to pressure you into nothing, D-Rob.
Kind of hotness over there.
I was about to go into a whole nother subject area.
You know what I'm saying?
But this is a hot one, so we can just keep moving.
Yeah, on down that list you got right there.
You got to move on.
But before then, for those that, you know, felt like they... question and religion in the Bible, please call us and let us know.
Right, at 760-683-2662, and we're going to go back to Jeff D.
Well, I want to go back to Breezy's comment.
So let's go back to Breezy's comment.
About his Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
So how does it work when it comes to faith or religion with them? Like, you know, see, you said, go ahead, explain what you
mean. I don't know. See, with my sister, like I said, because, you know, if I had a prayer partner, she would be it.
Okay.
You know, so of course I'm finding these things. I'm like, wow, you know, because I had never read, you know, more than a couple passages. So, like, we go to church, they say turn to chapter, whatever. I've never really read more than a couple
so
verses.
You didn't, after you got out of church, you didn't go and read more?
I would, but I said, but still no more than a couple verses. But never, I mean, I might read a chapter, but not a whole book.
Okay.
And so I called my sister up. Like I said, she didn't come at me on, you know, well, you're this, you're this. It's just like, well, you know, that's something that people of all religions, definitely in God.
So it goes back to religion.
You know, come to grips with. Maybe not the same thing that I was, you know, questioning about, but there's going to be at least one thing. I mean, it's pretty safe to say it's going to be more than just one thing. There's going to be at least one thing in the Bible that's going to make you question what it is that you believe in. And like I said, this is what I'm supposed to believe in.
So let me ask, because I don't know the whole Jehovah's Witness.
And I don't think he's religion? Saying he knows it either.
I don't.
No,
but,
I understand.
But what I have gone to church. They're not called services. Yeah. They're called something else. So I've gone one time because, you know, because my sister asked me to come. The difference, I don't remember, you know, the differences. Well, this, and this, but it was different. You know. And I didn't know before, you know, I went to the church that they're not allowed to go to other people's churches.
Damn it. I'm writing this down right now. That was my next question. Because I was thinking based on a religion thing where I had an uncle who passed away who was Jehovah's Witness who was not married to another Jehovah's Witness. His family literally told our family if they had it at a church, no, they would not come. Religion. To me, it's so asinine. You going to tell me you can't come see your father, because he had kids, your father being buried because his wife wanted to have the ceremony or the funeral at a church? Your religion takes over so much of your life at that point in time. It extends past your faith because faith, you're going to go to heaven regardless. Mm-hmm. But you're going to sit up there and tell me you can't come to your father's funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Based on the fact that his wife decided to have it at a church, to me, and I'm sorry for any Jehovah's Witness who are listening, and this is just D and just D alone. This does not affect the opinions of amongst friends, but I think that's crazy as shit.
But I tell you what,
why is shit crazy?
But
I'm just sorry.
Is
crazy.
I tell you what I think is does not make sense to me. Is, you know, they don't believe in Christmas. Now, I'm not saying the whole buying and gifts.
You can pick any day. Because they sit up there and talk about the fact that Jesus wasn't born this 25th. All right, pick December 26th. Pick the January 1st. Pick a day.
I'm not talking about the buying of gifts. I'm not even talking about December 25th, like you said. It's just the fact that they don't celebrate the birth of our Lord.
And 144,000 Christians only go to heaven. So what the rest of us do?
Well, I might miss numbers.
No, but exactly. What if 44,001? I can't go to heaven?
I might be cheating.
Yeah. But it's what it is. Yeah. I mean, I've had Jehovah's Witness who's talking
right.
to me.
Right, so yeah. I thought...
Can I say something? I'm not making fun of the Jehovah's Witness faith, so I don't want to make that out. We're just talking about religion and faith, but go ahead, Bree.
No, I'm in the same boat, and so I asked her about it, and the answer she gave me didn't really make much sense to me, so I just left it alone. But I don't care what Buddha, whoever, I think pretty much everybody celebrates the birthday of their quote Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And so it just didn't make much sense to me. So I left alone. You know, I left alone. So yeah, I mean that's my whole, you know, interesting with Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't understand it. I mean, it's not for me to understand because I'm not one.
But you don't have to understand it.
Yeah,
but the whole thing is, this is what I don't understand. When it gets into the religion, you come knock on my door at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I hope that practice is gone because ain't nobody answering doors.
You know what, I don't. No, I'm going to tell you
because you can't force religion on somebody.
No.
My whole thing is if you come to my door, you ring my doorbell, I answer my door to be hospitable. But as I'm being hospitable, you can't force your thoughts or whatever on me.
Then
if I do not respond the way you want, the way you want me to, you try to go even further. But have a direct message.
Yeah, no, I don't respect. But the fact that they're going out, because it does say go forth and I want to just quote.
I
respect. Look at Christianity. Look at some Baptists. We won't go out. We won't even speak to our own coworkers. And at least they are going out and preaching.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, I respect that. But as far as you know, being down the door. To say no, I don't respect it, but the fact they are actually out there because
you came to my boat.
We are supposed to minister. We're supposed to share
the gospel.
That's what they're doing.
My whole thing is sharing the gospel is me walking past you in a supermarket and I'm with D Rob and she's walking down the aisle and I'm walking down the aisle and I'm like, sweetheart, take this, read it for yourself, and let's keep it. And I just walk past you, I just shared it to you. Now, if you have questions, I can have something in there for you to reach out back to me. But I don't need to ring your doorbell, wake you up. And then when you open the door, I'm going to argue with you.
No, I don't respect the fact that they do go out.
But see, this is what, is this still modern day? Is this how Jehovah's Witnesses do it this day? I don't know. Because I've been at a gas station and just hand me a pamphlet here and there. So I don't know if that's the same practice that it was like 10 years ago.
No,
they still do?
Mm-hmm.
They still do? Okay. I don't know that. D Rob, what were you looking at me like I'm crazy? What's going on in your mind, D Rob?
So we have another comment.
Okay.
All right.
You know, this is a response to if your faith was tested, did you lose trust in people?
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And again, our resident
responder.
Yeah, responder. Dina says one of my favorite quotes. I like your Christ, not your Christ.
That was Gandhi who said that. I believe it was.
I don't know Gandhi.
I believe that was Gandhi. But okay, I like that too. My response is to you have a problem with someone coming to my door and being aggressive in their methods because they are saying that I feel so passionately about my beliefs or my faith that I would like to share it with you because I do not want you to walk out the door and meet your death and not be saved. Right. And so I do not take offense at that. You know, is it a inconvenience because maybe Saturdays are my day to rest or whatever and I got things I want to do? Mm-hmm. Or is it an inconvenience to me because, one, I am not as knowledgeable in my beliefs that they are. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I may go to church. I've been in church since I was a young child. I've been taught the Beatitudes, all of the scriptures, you know, all of these things. And then when they start questioning, well, where will you be on this day? Mm-hmm. Do you know about this? Do you know about that? Now you're questioning my beliefs. You're questioning whether or not I truly heard or was truly present while I was being taught something. So, no, for me personally, I don't take offense to them. I don't think that it's barbaric or whatever. I do feel, as Breezy was saying, that as Christians, you know, we don't go out and preach. You know, people, you know, I remember listening to the evangel team. I can't think, they're the evangel team or evangel something teams or whatever. But they go out and they pass the pamphlets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, and I was like, well, you're just going to pass the pamphlet? But I remember specifically someone saying, I am so concerned that if you die, you will not go to heaven and have eternal life. And I want that for you. I want that for my brother. I want that for my mother. I want that for my father. I want it so badly. So is a pamphlet, handing it into your hand. See, because you could be pissed off to that day and be like, I'm just going to take it. I ain't going to read it. But if I stop and engage you mm-hmm. and say, who do you know Christ to be? That provokes a response, I mm-hmm. would hope. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Something that I can, you know, talk to you, engage you. Are you going through right now? You know, do you need a hug? Because God shows love, and that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to show our actions are supposed to show love, the love of God. You know what I'm saying? But if all we're doing is just handing out pamphlets, how are we really reaching the people?
That's not really doing anything, really.
Can I comment?
Yeah, you can comment.
Okay, this is my question back to you, D-Rob and Breezy.
Uh-huh.
Say you met somebody who is a Hindu.
Okay.
So when does it come on as forced religion?
We're just having a conversation.
Okay. No, the whole time is, I told you, I'm not interested. I'm walking away. Like, I tell you, you can ring your doorbell, and, like, I'm speaking from personal experience, and if anyone who is Jehovah's Witness would like to call in right now that will sit up there and explain to me why the forcefulness is used, I have had people, no, I'm just speaking from my experience, who are Jehovah's Witness,
okay.
who have tried to challenge me based on my faith, and I believe in God.
Okay.
I don't even question. I have no question as the God up there.
Okay.
But hold on, time out. I'm the host. Let me host. The whole thing is, I look at it from the standpoint, what is your practice? And are you being religious, cultural? Like, what are you doing? Like, because if I tell you I already believe in Christ,
okay.
you don't need to sit up there and try to feed me your version of Christ because I'm already saved.
Okay.
So what are you doing right now? Now you're being the bigot. Now you're being the person that's sitting up there trying to force religion on me.
I don't think that they're trying to force you or force feed, but I promise you, you can go into a church.
Uh-huh. They can come into my church.
I'm saying you can go into your own church
mm-hmm.
and recognize some people who don't know who God is.
Well, can I ask you a question?
I'm just saying, my question to you is, can you go into a church establishment, one where they are believing the same thing, and you can identify those who are more stuck on religion than they are religion than spirituality? And
that I can't diffuse rigid religion versus spirituality, being in a church. Now, I don't know how somebody can do that because everybody gets slain in the spirit. So my whole thing is me being in a church and I'm going to look at you and say you're religious and you're spiritual.
No, I'm saying but you can. You can talk to certain people and know that everything
talk to.
But I'm
but
saying,
you say you
like
walk
I
in
said,
a church.
But,
you say you
but
walk
that's
in
what
a
I'm talking about. You
okay,
go
okay.
into the church
gotcha.
And you have a
gotcha.
Conversation
gotcha.
With someone
gotcha.
And you're like,
conversation. That's okay.
Ain't
gotcha.
No Jesus and nothing
exactly.
you say. All
right, high five on
okay.
that one. High five
so
on that one.
What I'm saying is, how can I determine? You know, you could be just saying, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I know Jesus. Yeah, he's my Lord and Savior. Okay, well, I just can I ask you a couple of questions? So if you love Jesus and you say, what does it hurt you to answer a couple of questions? I'm not trying to force you.
I'm gonna give you a response.
You're saying, do they do it? And I'm gonna say, because I know there are some people, even though not of
the, you are the people right now.
I know who are not just a witness who go out and they pass out the pamphlet. They go out because it is their desire. It is their heart desire that they do not want anyone to go to sleep tonight
and die
and die unsaved. And that is my passion. I'm going to be in your. I'm going to be the one that's. Is everything going all right? And it's not that I'm trying to be intrusive. It is just I am so concerned about your salvation that I want you to live.
Let me tell you something. My grandmother taught me when I was a kid, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
You are absolutely
And let me
right.
tell you like this. You're not going to walk me on the street.
I'm just saying, this is what a lot of them do. I don't feel like judging you. I think that they're trying to ask you.
Actually, you don't know me.
That's why I'm trying to
ask you. When you're walking up to me and I don't know you.
I can't.
You can't ask
me. Okay. Of personal stuff. Absolutely.
If you don't know me from Adam, I'm supposed to answer this.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely not.
You be like,
absolutely not. No, I shut down for anybody who walks up to me on some personal stuff. Like, who are you? I don't know you from nobody. You could smile on my face, but
we were brothers.
No, not you.
No, but I'm just saying.
But see, you talk about a stranger. You talk about a stranger.
No, we don't have strangers. We are the.
The brother and sister does not know that.
But we
the brother and sister doesn't know that.
How can I not talk to my
Bridget,
brother in Christ? But I'm talking to
you. Oh, no, hold on. You can talk to me.
I'm talking to
you. But the brother out there doesn't know.
Right, but I'm saying, guess what?
He doesn't know your intention.
He's still your brother in Christ.
He doesn't know your intention.
Is he not your brother in Christ?
He's my brother.
Right,
but does he know?
Right. So how do I find out if you're my brother or my sister? How do I find out? I have to ask questions.
Start shutting you down.
You're not my brother.
Because you force religion.
You're not my brother?
Oh, no, you my brother.
You know what I'm...
So,
anytime
you go to a new church you've never been to.
760.
What's the name? What's the number?
2662.
So anytime you go to a church that you've never been to, And at the end of service when they do, you know, when they walk
the
out,
altar call.
Not so much of that, but when they you know,
come to Jesus thing.
Yeah. It's the same.
It's called the altar call.
It's called the altar call. If you stand up and say you're a visitor, when they're walking down, they're gonna talk to you and ask you pretty much some of the same questions. So it's no different whether it's on the street, when they're knocking on your door, or you're in a church. So what's the difference?
The altar call, first of all, the one that stands up.
It's not the altar call. He's talking about discipleship. It's called discipleship. Hold on, time out.
Because we probably all go to different denomination churches right now. I go to AME church, and my thing is called altar call at my church.
Okay. Mine is called discipleship.
So that's probably where it gets into the different disciplines of the religion, because, I mean, we all still Christianity. But ours is called altar call. When they call you down, it's called altar call. So when you call disciple, what's your
call to discipleship?
What's your is it Baptist or what?
I said the Baptist.
Okay. So that's what it was when I was at Baptist.
And so when they're walking down the aisle, you know, and they see you
out
as a visitor because you stood up.
They see they're different at church. The visitor stands up when the church first starting. They ask all the visitors to stand up. So the visitors stand up.
But they know that you are a visitor. They know that you are first time at that church.
Yeah,
so when,
first time at a church.
So at that church.
Yeah.
So when they do your altar call.
That's after the sermon. That's after the sermon in my church. They do it after the sermon.
Well, no, it doesn't matter when. It's just after they see you and know that you're for some at their church.
Yeah.
They still ask them the same questions. You have a church home. And do you believe in God?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Again, it's the same thing if they come up to you on the street, you know, hand you a pamphlet, but knock on your door.
But so, you can answer two questions. Do you have a church home? Yes. Are you saved? Yes. And they're done. Jehovah's Witness that I have experienced, on the other hand, they sit there and still question you for another 35 minutes when they're trying to figure out, well, do you know blip, 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 and y'all, and they try to sell you onto their religion. I'm not trying to join a religion. I'm trying to join a faith and for my soul to be saved. So if I answer the door and I tell you I'm saved and I tell you I have a church home, go to the next door. That's what you need to do. Spend your time going to the next door. Stop spending your time at my door telling me how 144,000 people, I need to be one of them, or how blip, 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 and X, Y, and Z, I'm not interested. I wasn't born up to read like that. Why can't I celebrate? I want to. Why can't I celebrate? I want to. I want gifts underneath the Christmas tree. And I'm sitting up here, I'm telling you real. Ignorance is laid down to anybody who's listening. This is how I was raised. You don't have to celebrate December 25th, but you will know Christ was born if you choose July 2nd, August 5th, September 30th, whatever day you want to choose, acknowledge being born that day. Christ got gifts, we getting gifts too. That's all I got to say. That's it. Go ahead. D-Rob or Breezy, y'all.
Just D dropped the mic and said, holla at you.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
He just dropped
the
760-683-2662. We still have 8 minutes.
Well, I got an 8 minute question for you.
Lord.
All right.
What's the question?
D, I want to ask you this one. D Rob. And I want you to put it to me as plain as white as you can make it. Either make it black or white.
Make it black or white. Okay.
Yeah. Like Jackson said. Yeah.
Make it black.
Okay. What?
What
is your ultimate differentiation between honesty and truth?
Really?
Really?
I mean, this has nothing to do with.
No, because it calls back into live through it. It calls back into live through it. Because if your honesty and your truth is not correct, you can't live through shit. If I'm not honest with you.
Judgmental right now.
No, all right, go ahead. That's all I want you to know.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
He's just saying real judgmental right now.
Go ahead.
Live
through it. Tell me, what's
honesty versus truth? Honesty versus truth. I don't know. Let's hear your definition.
All right. For all our listeners out there, because we're tying it back into the live through it.
Right.
And my whole thing is, I want everybody to know that there are certain situations that you're going to go through, that you're going to have to live through and sit up there and get back into yourself with the parallel. But honesty is that person that's going to tell you anything you need to know without you asking.
Okay, keyword is anything you need to know. That's
okay.
The keyword.
Oh, yeah. Stop me. And so then truth is going to be based on the questions that you ask. So, with that being said, say someone was cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask the right question. You didn't say.
I'm going to
hold on, time out, You didn't say, did you sleep with Keisha last night?
Mm-hmm.
And so then they sleep with Keisha last night, so they're going to tell you no. But the honesty will be the person that come home and tell you, babe, I know you're going to be mad at me. But I was drinking,
I was a little tipsy,
and me and Keisha did something tonight. You didn't even know to ask that question. That's the honesty in them. So then, therefore, when you sit up there and have that situation go on in your own your relationship,
How are we going to live through it?
How are you going to live through it?
How are we going to live through it?
Yeah.
We're going to accept the honesty as truth.
That's it. That's simple.
So,
I don't know why somebody would lie about cheating. I mean, about that, like you said, I came home, I slept with somebody. I mean, that I would think that.
But would you do it? Would you walk in if you was you and your young'un was together?
And you better not say no.
I've done that. I mean, I didn't walk in the house, but okay. You know, we were talking. I said, well, you know, by the way, while I was XYZ, I did ABC.
Oh, so you say you out there and you went to a happy hour. You ran into some chicken.
Now, he gave some head.
So when you walk in the house and you get home, be like, you wake your girl up, babe. I know you're going to be upset.
No.
No. That's the honesty.
Now, in my case, you know, something happened. I didn't talk about it right away. We would talk a little later, not about cheating or stepping out, but we talked, you know, relationship things. And I did just say, hey, you know, while I did this.
After y'all had, we were in an argument or y'all had
No, we were just talking.
Oh.
You know, we talk. I mean, you know, it wasn't, you know, during the best of times, but we probably just beat our heads. You know, and I said, well, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, while I was, you know,
You had to tell the truth and be honest.
No, because actually, that conversation wasn't going that way. We were just talking about.
It was just burning inside of you.
You just felt like you'd be honest.
I just said it.
He's honest.
I'll be honest. I just said that. There was no burning desire for me to get off my chest. You know, I didn't feel the need to confess. I just said, you know, we're talking, by the way.
Well, you needed to share.
Would you respect him if Breezy came to you and said that and he was your man? Would you respect him after that?
Yes, I would respect him, but
it's over.
Well, no, I'm not going to say it's over. I'm going to say is that he should be able to respect the consequences that come from his honesty.
Consequences.
So, not to cut this short, we got 3 minutes and. So as we bring this to a close, we're going to let y'all know how to get in contact with us, where you can find us, and thank y'all again for another. You know what? For the past few weeks, I think this is probably the most on fire topic we've had.
I like it.
So I'm going to let you know we're going to find me on Twitter, Breezy Taylor. You can all find me at CornPolitics1. Don't forget to check out my blog, CornPolitics.org. I'm amongst friends. Y'all see my posts, my 3 or 4 posts every day. And you can also get me on amongst friends _amongst_ friends on the Twitter page. And I can answer some of your questions and whatever y'all got for me.
So we're here every Wednesday night from 8 to 9:30. You can call in at 760-683-2662. You can hit us up on Twitter at amongst_friends. You can also hit us up on Facebook in our Amongst Friends radio talk show. You can also hit Rob, who is always in the building, at TX2DCDiva on Twitter. Again, you can also hit me in the Facebook group. You can even hit us on our Amongst Friends Facebook page. You can also reach Just D as well in those locations as well. We're gonna work on that.
I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you all tonight. It's all love. Thank you, team. We had a great show.
But you know, since we got that out of the way, since we got a few more seconds left. Justy said, if she can respect me for saying that, then as a man, I have to man up and respect the consequences.
Right. You gotta respect the consequences.
Well, what consequences are you giving? That should be the next topic on next week's show. This would be a topic. If you cheat, what should you expect?
Well, you should expect consequences.
This is what we got to go into. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. When we get off air tonight, this is going to be next week's show. I'm telling you, if you cheat, what should be the consequences?
All right, so tune in.
Next week.
Next week.
Actually, this week is my week, so we'll see what I have to do. We'll see. answer.
We're going to have some consequences for that answer.
All right. See y'all later.
Thank y'all for listening.
All right. Bye, y'all. Peace.
Peace.